A Slaughter of Ornithes by Jody Rawley. It was a warm summer morning in November. The air was thick with oxygen and the aroma of orchids. When the hanging shower bucket emptied, Victoria picked up a plush cotton towel. She dried her light blonde hair and slipped on her cargo pants, socks, and boots. Only then did she notice the jungle silence. And only then did Joe and the Yanomami villagers notice that after the scream they had heard, the silence lingered. Victoria ran. An ordinary person can distinguish hundreds of thousands of shades of green, the color of life. And on any given day along Amazonia's Orinoco River, you can see every variation of the color. Victoria Wilshire was not an ordinary person. She and her husband, Joe Wilshire, were Baptist missionaries, living with the last unreached people, American Indians in the Venezuelan Indigenous Peoples Territory. The silence was complete, as though an electric switch disconnected the chatty birds and insects. The unnerving cry that preceded it came from across the river, the north side, in the closed zone of the Prima Tairapeco National Park. Joe, motionless in his office hut, tried to convince himself the sound had come from a bird. He told himself that peacocks can shriek like women. It could have been a parrot, or even some bird that was new to him. Screams from the park were not unprecedented. It was the strictly off-limits home of a self-exiled hostile tribe that Joe's Yanomami villagers called half-men. The thought that they had caught and likely killed a woman deeply upset Joe. Among the Yanomami, there was no doubt that the screams were the last of a poor victim, not the prey of the half-men, but of Jelamo Naiqui, the unseen killer who had been